Brother Branham, I am saved and have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, but how do I get away from a stubborn spirit that I can't seem to break away from? Well, my Christian brother or sister, whoever it may be, now most times when you find people that's got stubborn spirits, it's usually a complex that causes this. Either they have inherited from a mother, father, uncle, aunt, or grandmother, grandfather, somebody like that. If you chase back down through your life, you'll find. Now, I take this by experience under discernment, because I have met cases on the platform, thousands of those that had that spirit, and the first thing you know, I'd chase that spirit right back by discernment and find that there was a granddaddy, there was a grandmother, there was somebody else back down there, and you inherit that by nature. Stubbornness is not of God. And now the only way to get away from that is you have to have faith to overcome that. That's you are a Christian. You are a son or daughter of God, whichever you may be, and you'll never be able just to stand and rebuke it and rebuke it and rebuke it. It's just like tantalizing a rattlesnake. He's laying there ready to bite you. If you'll just ignore him and walk away from him, he can hurt you. See? So when you feel that you've got a stubborn spirit, lay the thing on the altar and believe God that the thing is dead and you'll never have it no more, and go on and don't even pay any attention to it no more, and the thing will leave you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's get away quickly. So that would be my advice how to overcome it. We overcome the devil by faith. That's what we overcome all evils by faith.